News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We also, study came out, it was about 2 weeks ago in the paper, Shay, that children who were bullied in primary school still do worse in later life than the bullies do
in later life as well.
Because you know what? You carry that victim mentality all your life if you don't stand up for yourself. I don't agree that telling kids, oh, you should never hit back. Okay. I would hit back.
Well, let's get the take of Stella O'Malley on this. Stella, to hit back or not to hit back? That is the question.
I think when you look to the police force and the you know, the emergency services, they have pretty standard rules that if you're being attacked, you're allowed to use enough force to get yourself out of danger. And I don't think it's appropriate to kind of live in a utopia for your children that they're not allowed to use enough force to get out of danger. So it's a well-established concept that if somebody mugs you today and they come from behind, you're allowed to use enough force to get yourself safe.
Yeah.
And I think that's good enough. I think it's really inappropriate to emasculate or make powerless children because you would hope that everybody would be a pacifist. Some people are pacifists and they literally, when they're getting mugged, literally allow the person to beat them up completely. And that's very noble, but arguably more than most of us can conceptualise.
Is there a middle way, though? I mean, would it be better to approach the school and say, look, my son or daughter is being bullied. I don't want to tell them to smack that bully back in the nose. You need to do something about this.
Yes, certainly it's always better to work with school. It's always better to have a more long-term resolution. But what has happened is an awful lot of children have been told never hit back. And, you know, as I wrote that book, Bullyproof Kids, I've had an awful lot of contact about bullying over the years. And I've realised that some children take that very seriously. And I'm like, I asked the parents, so if you got mugged, would you fight back? And they would. So it's like, well, why have you given your child some instructions that you don't follow yourself? And the kids take literally follow it to the letter of the law. They do not fight back, and yeah, that's an option, but it's certainly making your child extremely vulnerable.
Yeah.
To be hurt very badly.
And just playing devil's advocate here, does it also make them vulnerable if they're up against a bully who is a proper piece of work, and you know what, they hit back, and then they get the absolute lard beaten out of them?
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. To hit back to make yourself safe is the point, because sometimes you won't be able to. Sometimes the bully is just that much stronger, that much better, that you have to teach them there's more than one way. But to absolutely take that power away from the child is perhaps damaging. That's psychologically, you can't do anything except look for a teacher, and there is no teacher and you're being beaten up. You have no other option. That's perhaps a dangerous thing to give to somebody as a rule, and it has been given to an awful lot of children. And that's where I'd say, well, you've absolutely disarmed your own child there. And if you were mugged, you'd push back to try and get away. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, there's some bullies that are just stronger. And so, you know, in my book, I talk about you have to sometimes box clever, which means being shrewd and trying to get out of the way and trying to preempt.
Running always worked well for me, I have to say, as a kid.
Yeah, you know, you might be a fast runner. Good for you.
I was very fast when somebody was chasing me. I found a lot faster.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not, and I don't mean to make light of this because it can be very. Sometimes it is just, you know, you get yourself out of that situation. So, I mean, we had a text in earlier from somebody saying, "Oh, this is like it's typical of today's kind of woke left wing agenda, the drive to change everything that's natural to us as humans." Is there a bit of that in this, or are we becoming too right on about this? Like, sometimes you just need to fight back and stuff the bully in the nose.
Well, fighting back to ensure that you're safe is an appropriate response to being approached with violence. And for people to say, no, it's not, is arguably people, as I said, being utopian and idealistic, which is all very well in concept. But actually, you could really get yourself very badly hurt. And this person, for example, could be deeply disturbed and don't know their own strength and could end up killing you while you're allowing them to hurt them. So we are animals. We have to, on some level, accept that we have physical responses, and the physical response should be thought of beforehand. And safety, your own safety, is something that we should always prioritise without any apology.
Okay. Stella O'Malley, author of Bullyproof Kids, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you make of it all. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.